Wes. And the first song I'm going to play by them is Helena off of their second album. So coming up is Helena by My Chemical Romance.
Long ago, just like the hearse, you died to get in again. We are so far from you. Burning on, just like a match, just trying to incinerate the lives of everyone you know. And what's the worst to take from every heart you break? And like the blade you'll stay, well, I've been holding it for tonight. What's the worst thing I can say since I've been here if I stay so long and good night, so long and good night. Came a time when every star fall brought to the tears again. We are the very hurt you sold. And what's the worst you take from every heart you break? And like the blade you'll stay, well, I've been holding on tonight. What's the worst thing I can say since I've been here if I stay so long and good night, so long and good night. Well, if you carry on this way, gunfight in the center of a restaurant. They say, come with your arms raised high. Well, they're never gonna get me. Like a bullet through a flock of doves to wage this war. Yes.
This week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the latest single by local jazz musician Oscar Evans called Crab Fight, released on February 16th. The new track is the first to be released from his upcoming completely improvised and self-recorded album entitled Sound Permutations, coming soon. Follow him at Oscar Mayfield Evans on Instagram to stay up to date with new releases and local shows. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit Kingston. Music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Crab Fight by Oscar Evans on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Now, those last three songs were Do You Know What They Do to Guys Like Us in Prison, I'm Not Okay, I Promise, and The Ghost of You by My Chemical Romance, all off of their second album. Now, I really like My Chemical Romance, obviously, as I've stated before, and I think they're a really cool band, and a really cool, I guess, emo band, even though they reject the label, because most of their albums, if not all of their albums, I think three out of the four studio albums they have are concept albums. They follow a storyline from start to finish, and I think that is telling of Gerard Way's sort of roots in comic books and comic book arcs when you think about how comic books tell their stories, which is cool. And I mean, Gerard Way would end up going on to produce television shows. I think he is credited as a creator of the Umbrella Academy Netflix show. But yeah, so if you have a chance, it's going to be hard to hear the concept album here on the show, but if you have a chance, seek out their second album and listen to that front to back on your own time and try to see if you can follow the story. I believe the story of the second album is it's two lovers and they die, and one goes to heaven and one goes to hell, and then the one in hell has to kind of fight his way back to be reunited. And then later, I'm going to play songs off of The Black Parade, and I think the story of The Black Parade is, I think it's about death and dying and the stages of going through all of that grief and all of that process of dying and watching your life sort of flash before your eyes. But yeah, again, I think they're really cool and they're really great songwriters. And I'm going to play a couple more songs off of My Chemical Romance's second album, and then I'll get into The Black Parade. But coming up next off of My Chemical Romance's second album is Thank You for the Venom.
Leave it. Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
That last song was Cemetery Drive by My Chemical Romance off their second album. Now, I said now I'm going to play songs off their third album, which is probably their most famous, most popular album, The Black Parade, which again is a concept album, and I think from my guess is about death and the stages of death and the stages of grief, and also when you are dying, your life flashing before your eyes. Now, the first song I'm going to play is going to be called Dead off of that album, which is a great song and has a really awesome guitar riff. But yeah, I don't have too much to say just because, again, I don't know too much about the band, but I know that listen to these songs I'm about to play all off of The Black Parade and think about themes of death and even themes of acceptance in a way, and also sort of thinking about stages of life and canon events in life and scripted events that everybody experiences in life. But yeah, first up is Dead by My Chemical Romance off The Black Parade.
What you deserve, the ending of your life, and if Join the Black Parade. All the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the at the stick, you're never gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said, I'll teenage a scare the living shit out of me. They could care less as long as I wanna bleed. So dark in your clothes, I'll strike a violent pose. Maybe they'll lead you alone, but not.
Mama, we all go to hell. Oh, well, now, Mama, we full of lies. Mama, we're meant for the flies. And right now they're building a coffin your size. Mama, we're all full of lies.
Those last four songs were Welcome to the Black Parade, House of Wolves, Teenagers, and Mama by My Chemical Romance off of The Black Parade, their third album. Now I'm going to play two last songs to finish the show. And again, thinking about MCR as songwriters in sort of the grand scheme of things where they have a story to tell with their albums. And I do suggest that after this episode, or maybe the day later, or whatever, you go and listen to the two albums I played, their second album and their third album, from front to back on your own time, and to see if you can sort of scope out the narrative. But then, yeah, I think they are very complex songwriters, which is something that you don't really see in the genre of music that they make. But yeah, again, my name is Liam, this has been Revolving Door, and to end the show, I'm going to be playing Cancer by My Chemical Romance, and then I Don't Love You by My Chemical Romance. So up first is Cancer.
Turn away if you could get me a drink of water, 'cause my lips are chapped and faded. Call my Aunt Marie, help her gather all my things and bury me in all my favorite colors.
the guts to say I don't love you like I loved you yesterday.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present new music by Ironhound, one of Kingston's newest heavy metal acts. The band just released their two-track demo debut called Sinner Speed Rockin'. With a classic sound and serious momentum, Ironhound are ready to make their mark on the local scene. Follow them at Ironhound Band on Instagram to learn more and catch them at local shows. Kingston artists who want to be highlighted next time can complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Speed Rockin' by Ironhound on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on